So, is truth different for people in different modes? And if there is overlapping, we say that somebody worship devatas, they are in rajoguna tamoguna, but can a person in satoguna also be worshipping the devatas? Yes, it's definitely possible that people in satoguna can also worship, say, Kali or Shiva. We have to understand that the modes themselves are very complex. Consider the color theory. Say in electronics, usually they are considered three main colors, RGB or RYB, whatever. In different modes of analysis, they are different. So now, using these three colors, many different colors appear on the screen. So now, sometimes depending on the percentage of the kind of the way the three primary colors are combined, we can have a result which is entirely different. So, for example, if we consider RGB as the three main colors, then how do I get pink? How do I get sapphire? How do I get Marianda or whatever colors? So many different colors. How do I get purple? It's a combination. So, just as the combination of three colors can lead to a color which does not seem to be at all like any of the three colors. It seems to be quite distinct in its own. So, like that, the three modes lead to distinct individualities in different people. And based on that, an understanding of individuality, individual or variety in individuals, we need to move forward from whatever study understanding we have had earlier of the analytical framework. See, when we say people in Satvaguna, say worship Vishnu, in Rajoguna worship Brahma, Tamoguna worship Durga, worship Kali or Shiva. Now here we may say that today practically there are no temples of Brahmaji. And yet a majority of the people are in Rajoguna. So what is happening? Where are people in Rajoguna going? So as far as people are defined in terms of the characteristics of the modes, Rajoguna is analyzed from various ways. It's from their lifestyle, it's from their mentality, it's from their diet, it's also from their mode of worship. So the mode of worship and the no okay so the mo the object of worship and the mode, it's not an absolute one-to-one correspondence. The object of worship is one indicator of the mode of nature that a particular person is affected by. So that means a person who has a largely a rajasic conception of the object of worship, they will worship a particular devata. Those who have a tamasic conception of the object of worship, they will worship a particular concept, particular devata. Now that does not mean that their whole lifestyle has to necessarily be tamasic. People are gravitate towards their objects of worship because of various reasons. So, for example, a person might be worshipping a particular goddess or a particular god because of a traditional upbringing, and they never invested a lot of thought in it. So because their tradition always, in their family tradition, they worship a particular devata, so they continue worshiping that particular devata. But in terms of their individual nature or their individual lifestyle, their lifestyle may be quite different. So some people, by their past life karma, may be born in a particular family where, so they themselves may be sattvic in terms of their mentality and in their life, eventually in terms of their lifestyle. But they may be born for some reasons, some karmic complications. They may be born in families where, say, the goddess is being worshipped. And they may well continue to worship the goddess. So if we look at the prayers, just like we have the Alvars in Vaishnavism, there are the Nayanvars in Shaivism. And many of the Nayanvars, they actually write prayers of fairly exalted devotion to Shiva. And they are actually offering prayers of selfless love. So there can, of course, be devotees who are at a very exalted level, worshippers of devatas who may be at a very exalted level of consciousness. So, broadly speaking, the people of a particular mentality will be attracted to a particular conception of divinity. But that does not mean that there is an absolute one-to-one correspondence between mentality and conception of divinity in all cases. Further, can reality be different for people in different modes? Yes, certainly. It's like a person who is wearing red spectacles will see everything as red. Similarly, a person who is in the mode of passion will see things in a particular way. The question here is not whether the thing, that particular thing, is like that or not. The question is, see, there is a reality which is there out there, absolute truth, but there is also the conception of reality. And one of the biggest philosophical issues in philosophy in general, and in philosophy of science also in particular, is that actually we never contact reality. We only contact our perception of reality. We only contact our reality as it is perceived by ourselves. Now, I'm not talking from a person who is spiritual, getting some spiritual vision, or is having some scriptural, scripturally guided understanding. I'm simply talking about normal operational way. We don't know what is out there. We only know how what is out there relates with our senses. And that based on that only we can perceive. So, reality in absolute sense is the same for everyone. But that reality in absolute state sense is unknowable to us in our present state of consciousness. So, reality as it is observed by us is very different depending on our individual mentalities. And there are many different examples given in scripture itself for that. There is a tradition of Subhashita, I think it comes from Chanakya, it comes any other places also, that the same object, a woman is seen as an object of lust by by a man, by a young man, by as a display of the illusory energy by a sage, and as food by a tiger, say. So, like that relativity of perception is a, this is a simple example to illustrate this, but the fact is that we have no contact with reality. We have only contact with our perception of reality. And our perception of reality is definitely shaped by the modes that we are in. So, just as a red color spectacle makes us see everything as red, similarly, the modes shape our conditioning and they shape our perception of reality. So, in operational sense, yes, reality can be different for different people, and different people may therefore consider different forms of divine to be supreme or to be the supreme for them. So, we don't have to make what is ultimately a subject of faith and revelation into an interminable argumentative discussion. Thank you.